a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Tom and Lori. We are here tonight. Hopefully, we're going to have John Lamb coming in soon to give us an update on the witches' court trials going on in Oregon, where the federal government seems to find fit to prosecute misdemeanors of trespassing on public property by the public. That's about what it comes down to. And so we have Johnny on the spot, John Lamb, hopefully joining us soon. I'll wait for Mike to chime in and let me know if we have John on the line. I want to thank you for joining us and remind you that this show stands on Scripture, Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? It must be all of us. Patriots are in, I like to think we're becoming the majority. I think the silent majority is no longer staying silent. I noticed quite a resonance of activism throughout even the most, let's say, inactive of people previously, because the tyranny is coming for all of us now. I think everybody can see that their children do not have the future that they had before. We don't have the resources we had before. We don't have the jobs we had. Everything's been driven down. This country is bordering on a third world nation where we have two classes, a very wealthy and a very underclass. Most of the middle class is being driven down into the poverty level. It's a very sad thing to watch. So once again, this is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I want to remind people that Tom is still sitting in jail. We encourage the phone calls to keep coming in. Don't forget about Tom. Keep Tom in your prayers. Keep Tom in your activism. The number for the Attorney General we're calling is 202-514-2000. 202-514-2000. That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions. We want to ask for the Director of Scheduling. Schedule somebody to call you back. You're not always going to get one of the top legislative aides there when you just called cold, but you can schedule a call back. They may want you to follow up your phone call for a request with an email. Go ahead and do that. They'll give you the email address when you call. And Tom is counting on it. The only thing we have for Tom right now is activism. The only thing the courts and the government respect, and the only thing that will make them bend and do the right thing, is activism and public pressure and lots of it. Without it, we're all going to hang separately. So I ask you to unify your voices. Call on behalf of Tom LaGuevara, who is the this is his show. And he would typically be the host tonight. Tom's ID number is 392-3405. That's 392-3405. And I appreciate all the listeners out there who are indulging me with repeating this constantly, but we have to do this. This is Tom's show. Tom's sitting in jail. He's a political prisoner. This is a big deal. He's being held on his political beliefs. for some minor infraction that has no bearing on the safety and security of society. That's why when I see all these people coming in out of either administration, whether it's the left or the right, constantly pimping this, you know, we got to keep everybody safe, we got to keep this, makes the streets more secure, and we got to have public safety. That's a code word for communism. Whenever somebody starts talking about keeping everybody safe, and we're going to make our streets safer for people, that's a big lie. The only thing that keeps people safe is the Second Amendment, and that's it, and exercising it, being armed, and being willing to defend your property with arms if the need really be. That's what this country was founded on. This country wasn't founded on people just talking and sending paperwork over to London and saying, you know, we object to this, what you're doing here, and we don't really want to have anything to do with it, and I got better things to do this weekend. It took, and it was a minority. 3% won the American Revolution. Many, many people wanted to stay with the crown, and it seems like we have many people who still want to stay with the crown. Don't forget, Black's Law, 5th edition. Black's Law Dictionary is like the Bible for the attorneys. This is what they work out of. Black's Law, 5th. I went over this last night. It bears repeating. I was kind of shocked, although not surprised ultimately. You know, I always like to come into things with the glass half full and be optimistic that I'm going to have good news. But there was no good news when I opened Black's Law Dictionary and realized that there was no copy of the Declaration of Independence in there. But there is a copy of the Table of British Kings and Queens that have reigned exactly when they came into ascension to the throne and exactly how many years they were on it. From William the First through Henry, through Richard, through Henry the Third, Edward the First and Second, Third, Richard the Second, Henry the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Edward the Fourth and Fifth, Richard the Third, Seventh and Eighth, Edward the Sixth, Mary, Elizabeth, James, Charles again, James the Second, William and Mary, Queen Anne, King George, King George the Second, King George the Third, King George the Fourth, William the Fourth, Victoria, Edward the Seventh, George the Fifth, Edward the Eighth, George the Sixth, and Elizabeth the Second. She's the big Q in charge right now, and things seem to be much more geared to how we obey the British Crown than how we work for a common law, independent republic of sovereign states, which is what this country was designed to be in its purest form by the people who were well-intentioned. I'm firmly convinced that there were people involved in this American Revolution from the very beginning who knew that they were going to take us right back into the globalist situation that we find ourselves in today. Otherwise, we like wouldn't be there or here, so to speak. So I thought that very interesting. Plenty of kings and queens in Black's Law Dictionary. No Declaration of Independence. A brief mention of it back under the D section. You know, a document put forth to exercise the sovereignty of the, you know, American Republic, and that was about it. But I thought that was very interesting that Black's Law would have the kings and queens, but no declaration. And, of course, it doesn't really surprise me. I wanted to be surprised, pleasantly surprised. I always do. But, unfortunately, reality takes over, and it appears that this association of lawmakers, whatever you want to call it, is not beholden to freedom and not beholden to the people of this country, of this free republic. And no matter how many good bar members are out there, and I'm sure there are some. I'm not saying they're all British subjects or British loyalists or, you know, taking an oath to the Queen. But when you work for an organization whose superstructure is geared for totalitarian control and 750,000 regulations on businesses in New York, those were all bar members who passed those 750,000 regulations in New York. Every single regulation and every single person who passed it was a member of the same organization. Now, how do you make the case that it's not a bad entity when it's behind all the atrocities that are being committed against free people, namely Tom LaCavara, namely Clive and Bundy, namely, I could go to the list of names that would take me a year to read just to give a thumbnail sketch of the list of patriots, activists, freedom-loving people, people who stood up and resisted, people who filed common law documents, people who attempted to make a difference and did, because everything we do has an effect. We may not see the effect immediately, but the effect is there. So once again, I encourage people to call on behalf of Tom. Tom needs the phone call that the only thing that's going to help get him released is massive public pressure. And this is what we have to do. When our host is incarcerated, you know, someone else has to come take his place, but not forget about who's supposed to be here right now. Tom is supposed to be here, and we need to facilitate his release. So your voice matters, your voice helps, makes a difference. Don't forget to call into the Vickers. We all know the Vickers are the men behind the courts. The Vickers are the men, the Vicar Generals are the men responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. One of our astute, brilliant callers the other night pointed out that appropriate means to spend. Don't forget, the word principal revenue means to take in. And we are the principal revenues that the church relies upon. You don't think, people out there, you really don't believe that all those enormous, monstrous, behemoth churches worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, the property that they are and that they sit on, the stained glass, all the trinkets and the baubles, all the living accommodations for all the priests and their arrangements to be taken care of, all the international travel that the Pope does and the cardinals and the archbishop, all the money that the Vatican Bank has to loan out at usury interest to the people who are supposed to be inheriting from God the resources in the land of this earth. You don't think that's all gets done on people throwing a dollar or $5 or even $20 into the basket when it gets passed around? Are you kidding me? That's barely going to pay for the wine that they pour into the cups or a couple of snacks or the little wafers of bread that they hand out. That's not going to touch. This is a power structure, and if you doubt it, just go into the surrogate courts in New York, do some observing, and see what the surrogate courts, who the surrogate courts are appointing over everybody's property, and even children seized by CPS. I'll say it again: children seized by CPS in Schoharie County, New York, are being appointed by Judge George Bartlett III to the Vicar General's office for "quote unquote" examination after the children are seized from their parents. So back to Tom. If happy days are here again and we have a new constitutional administration that's going to focus on doing the right thing and the freedom of the people, how come these cases aren't getting dropped against Tom and Clive and Bundy and all these other people, at least the ones in Oregon that are federal cases? I know Nevada's a state court issue. They're facing state charges there. But you could open up lawsuits. You could allow the people to open up lawsuits and let the lawsuits go forward and to be adjudicated on the common law basis, where we can show a victim. The corporate government can't show any victim for a bunch of people standing in a wildlife refuge up at Malheur in Oregon. The people who were there that got arrested by those Nazis, they can show victim status. They are harmed. Their lives are being destroyed. Their time is being stolen from them. They are being dragged at the point of a gun into the witch's court by executioners who have a real big problem with morals and doing the right thing. It's obvious that people that being an American is not just something that happens to you when you're born here. It's an attitude. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. It's a way of mind, and it's a way of action. And this is why this show, when I'm sitting at the helm, we're not doing much reporting. Although I do want to bring in something, a sad story that's coming out of Kentucky. Very important that we focus on this and how things don't seem to be changing much at the grassroots level. Let me divert to that right now. The FDA has brought forth charges and an investigation and charges against, and I don't want to say they're prosecuting because this was misread by another talk show host who I respect very much, but we have to listen to the stories that we're reading or the reports that we're reading, or they're going to be stories and not reports. The FDA, first of all, the FDA has brought forth, with the help of the local sheriff, arresting an Amish man for selling chickweed salve. And chickweed ain't the wacky weed. Chickweed is strictly an herb that grows that happens to be good for your skin and has mitigating effects against cancerous tumors. Oh boy, can't have that, can't have any natural healing. That steps on the toes of Big Pharma. So the corporate whores who have infested the FDA and the DEA and the DOD and every other three-letter puking agency have seen it fit to bring a charge that Amish man's facing over 60 years in prison for selling a homemade herbal salve that you put on your skin. That's it.
State Department health worker, called and saw it on the store shelf, and then he or she called it into the state. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. They called it into the FDA, who was more than happy to come out and ask the local sheriff, can you arrest one of your people for us? Now, this is an agency that's illegitimate. It has no jurisdiction. It should have been liquidated and dissolved the day Trump got into office, but he just keeps reappointing more heads of the three-letter agencies. Oh, yay, go team. Let's rock on and just have more tyranny. I mean, the first thing would have been an executive order. No more FDA, no more DEA, and no more Department of Homeland Gestapo. Right off the bat. You know how many trillions of dollars that would have saved and how much nightmares on us it would have saved? We'd have our freedom being violated much less if that was the attitude. We need someone who's really going to be stroking that pen to the point where it's running out of ink every day, liquidating all these three-letter agencies. Now, let me clarify something that was misreported. The FDA doesn't prosecute anybody. You want to know who is going to prosecute the Amish person the case was brought by the FDA? The arrest was made by the local sheriff. Well, guess who gets to take the case into the witch's court? Anybody want to call in? And I mean, this is an easy one. This is 101. Who prosecutes the case? Does the FDA have a fleet of attorneys that come into the witch's court? Absolutely not. They've got a bunch of henchmen who make people's lives miserable, and they make their living off stealing. So guess who is going to prosecute? I hope they don't. But if this moves forward, and it's already well into the point of absurdity, the arrest has already been made, the threat of 60 years in prison is already on the table. I'm sure they're already offering plea bargains to the poor Amish guy who doesn't know how the hell to operate in the witch's court. To their own blame, the Amish didn't want to get involved in fighting the evil. They didn't want to stand up, and the Mennonites, they didn't want to stand up against the evil. Who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Who will rise up for me against the workers of iniquity? You didn't see any activism. They let how many people like Tom took a fall to the witches and the Nazis, while the Amish, the Mennonites, and a whole bunch of other pseudo patriots sat back and said, and come up with some excuse why they can't get involved or can't worry about it. Too uncomfortable. Don't want to go there. I got other things to do. Well, you wouldn't want to have those felons having firearms. Tom wasn't in possession of a firearm. But you'll get people saying, well, the government wouldn't bring that charge if it wasn't true. They wouldn't bring him into court in shackles if he wasn't a danger. So to their own shame, the Amish and the Mennonites have been very inactive. They figured, well, you know what? We'll just ignore the devil. We'll pretend Satan is elsewhere. We don't want to monkey with that Antichrist system that they're living in. They're not in another bubble in another world. They're still in this Antichrist system. God bless them for trying to make a stand and make a community that is independent of the Antichrist system. But when it's all around you and it's destroying the lives of other people, and you sit there and you keep this attitude that, well, if we just don't touch it, it won't touch us. Meaning if we don't become involved in protesting or being activists in and or against the Antichrist system and all the lives it's destroying. Because if this Antichrist system was just Antichristing on its own and there were no direct victims, okay, well, whatever. No, people's lives like Tom are being destroyed. And how many good people are getting destroyed? While the Amish and the Mennonites, well, guess what? Like Charlie Daniels says in the song at the top of this show, the wolf is at the door. The wolf is in the door. They let the wolf get in the house, and now they're wondering why they're getting devoured by the wolf they refused to slay when they had the chance. So here are the wolves in the door of the Amish now. And they're all around the country. They're getting hassled. New York State is going after Amish people now for passing a gun along to their grandchildren as an inheritance. When a person dies, their guns, and the Amish do have guns, the guns get passed along to their kids and grandkids. Oh, the witches and Nazis of communist New York and the globalist pigs working at the behest of the Freemasons and the Vickers, oh, they don't want to have that. No, you got to do a NICS check now. Yeah, you got to check in with the Federal Bureau of Idiots if you're an Amish grandfather that wants to pass his gun along to his grandson when he passes away. I mean, how's that for just all-out absolutely disgusting? And I'm really getting sick of hearing about all these good people who are serving the evil system so well and want to be absolved from responsibility because, oh, well, they really don't like what they're doing, but they kind of have to. Absolutely, no, they don't. I don't have to do it, and I'm not. And I pay the price. I suffer. You know, I have difficulties in getting through life because of persecution for my activism, and I'm not complaining and whining. Just letting you know, this is very expensive. Many opportunities don't happen because of political activism. Many do. And I'll any day, I'll take the opportunities because we're placing up crowns in heaven when we step out of our shell and we get involved to help other people. So the Amish needed to realize long ago that this Antichrist system is here for them as well as us. They're not going to avoid it by they're not going to escape it by trying to avoid it. And now it's what's coming home to roost is all this tyranny that they let fester around them in their own little protected bubble. So, you know, I got to rag at the Amish and the Mennonites a little bit. They were way too inactive, they were way too uninvolved, and way too just too scared or just ignorant to get involved in their in the governing agencies that were all around them, and now they're in them and over them, the governing agencies are. They're in the Amish. They're over the Amish. They're in and up there you-know-what. They're destroying the lives of people everywhere all across the board. No one's immune. No one's exempt. Here we go again. So Mr. Sam Girard of Kentucky, a poor farmer, not a poor farmer, the Amish have reasonable wealth. They pass their wealth along to their children like they do their firearms. And New York State will have none of that. So they require Amish to go through a NICS check now if they want to pass a gun along to one of their family members. It's absurd and it's disgusting. And by the way, to their credit, the upstate New Yorkers, because most of your gun owners are not in New York City, New York City's been completely disarmed. It's the last place in the world I would ever live and or visit. But the upstate New Yorkers, millions of them, over 2 million, overnight, were turned into felons. That's in possession of felonies for the rifles that they failed to register with the New York State Police after the new gun laws were passed a few years back. 96% of the people in New York put their finger in the air, and I'm not talking about their thumb, and said, no, we will not register our rifles with the New York State Police, where they were burning registration cards. 4% of the people complied, and of course those were the 4% idiots who worked for the government or were too scared to make a stand and stand on principle. They just caved in and said, well, I wouldn't want to get in any trouble. I better just register my guns with the police and keep everybody happy and keep everything quiet. Oh, great. That's a great attitude. And now guess what? And that is, and who specifically said that? A local media prostitute, Bob Lonsberry, on one of the local prostitute corporate radio stations. He's always pimping the police state. He's always pimping the GMO food. He's always pimping more war. Give you an example of how wasteful and how over the edge we've become. His daughter, who is in the service in Afghanistan, she's in the military. You want to know what her function is? Is it going out and hunting Islamic bad guys? Is it protecting Christians overseas and at home? Is it making the United States a safer place to be and making our streets safer? Could it be making us more prosperous and strong and a great America that can be strong and proud? She's a Zumba teacher at a fitness center on one of the military bases in Afghanistan. Did you get that? Zumba. Z-U-M as in Michael, B-A. Z-U-M-B-A. Zumba. It's an African dance. They bang the drums and everybody dances, and it's like aerobics, and they all work out. We got Zumba instructors. We got people going in the military who think that it's a logical and normal application of military service to be a Zumba dance instructor at a fitness center on a military base. And that's what our Army is for? That's what our Navy is for? And this is the rule, not the exception. The exception is the good guy who's a stellar warrior and wants to go out and fight bad guys. That's the image. That doesn't happen when you get in. You get stuck in some Zumba dance aerobics instructor idiot thing at a fitness center in Afghanistan. How retarded is that? So when I rag it about the military, this is what I'm getting at. It's not that I'm against serving the nation, and it's not that I'm against fighting evil. We need to get their asses home. That means every military serviceman and woman right now, shut down 850 of the 900 military bases. How does the United States of America expect it? How are we going to get bigger and stronger when we have 900 military bases already? You can put one in every town in the world? I mean, I think that's what their goal is. It's just expansionist, expand, send the Roman legions overseas to the point where the Roman Empire collapses. That's what we're doing right now in this country. We're at the point where we're about up at the point of collapse. And once again, if some serious changes aren't made, and I'm talking about the big things, I don't mean the little things, we have to reduce the military-industrial complex enormously, end the drug war, end the three-letter agencies, get rid of them. Why do we have them? They have no constitutional standing or jurisdiction. This pops up in every republic. It seems the totalitarian clubs, like the Freemasons and the Lions Club International and the Bar and all these other groups that say, oh, well, it's, you know, not everybody in the group is bad. Well, okay, but if the group's leaders and its charter and its very founding concepts and operating precepts are detrimental to freedom, then they're not good. They're not something we should have in this country, and it should be mutually exclusive. Anybody who's a lawyer or an attorney ought to be barred, pardon the pun, banned, prohibited from, not allowed to run for any political office. It's an immediate matter. It's an immediate contradiction. It's an immediate conflict of interest, and that's putting it nicely. It's really racketeering. It becomes racketeering and conspiracy because they start operating to pass statutes, and then who do you need to get you off the accusation or the charge when you break a statute, when you violate a statute? Oh, you got to go out and hire another bar member. Do you think the bar members are going to take money out of their own pocket by reducing the number of statutes that we live under? I mean, please, that's delusional. They're going to keep passing more statutes ad infinitum, ad nauseum, until we're all freaking slaves. So, back to the Amish man. The FDA doesn't prosecute anything. Nothing. They don't show up in the witch's court. They may have a witness show up, but guess who prosecutes? Jeff Sessions. Did you hear that? Jeff Obsessions. Okay? Jeff Obsessions is going to prosecute, or one of his underlings, one of his prosecutors. It's his department. He's the attorney general now. Why don't we call him Secretary of Justice or Secretary of Law? Why do we have an attorney general in charge of our courts, in charge of our justice system? That just, the title alone should tell you everything. Attorney general? Why should you have to be an attorney to be the Secretary of Law or the Secretary of Justice? Why do we have another general? We got vicar generals. We got attorney generals. This is absurd. And Jeff Sessions now is his department, his division, his injustice department is now going to allow a prosecution of the poor Amish guy to go forward for selling a salve that had chickweed, and he claimed it was a healing. That's right. He used the word healing salve. Oh, crime of the century! The Amish guy used the word heal and healing in his product, and it most likely was a healing product. The stuff they make is usually natural. It's organic. It's well researched over, you know, historical use. And I'm sure it was good stuff. But boy, he used the word healing. Oh, my God. Break out the Nazis. Oh, off to the witch's court. The poor Amish guy used the word healing. The one thing Jesus did that was miraculous among many, the most miraculous thing, was walking up to complete strangers who he owed nothing to and had never met him before and healed them of a horrible disease. Boy, wouldn't want healing when that word healing shows up and the witches and Nazis are coming out of the woodwork. We'll take this up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is Derek, the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Tom and Lori on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the RBN Network, sitting in for Tom LaCavara and Lori Anderson. Thanks for being with us tonight. I appreciate you guys all hanging in, guys and girls all hanging in there with us. I want to thank Mike on the board for doing a great job every night. Appreciate everything you do there, Mike. You're keeping everything in balance and keeping the schedule moving. And without Mike, this broadcast would be nothing. So thank you, Mike, on the board. Anybody want to call in? The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We encourage questions and comments. We'll be getting the callers in just a couple of minutes here. I wanted to repeat the numbers for Tom. Thank you, regular listeners, for indulging the repetition on the numbers. I know it gets a little boring, but how bored do you think Tom is sitting in jail right now? For how many months was he in solitary confinement? For 22 hours out of every 24. Now, supposedly, he's in general population. They only did that because of the public pressure, and so we appreciate the phone calls. They only appointed Deacon Walsh as a special emissary to Tom's case from the Vicar General's office because of the public pressure. That's not standard operating procedure, yo. That's very rare that would, okay, and he's offering that. You know, there might be some attorney help as well, so Tom's attorney can have some assistance from a few more minds. And we're just going to hope that works out as best as it can, because The witches' court likes to force attorneys onto people. They look at someone who self-represents as you're mute. You're on mute. You can talk all you want. You can have the perfect case. You can talk like the greatest lawyer in the world. You can be the greatest lawyer in the world. If you don't have that bar card, you're not a member of their club. And I've had this happen. I mean, I walked in just to help a guy who was up on an arraignment. We had 70 courtroom observers there with the Shane Bennett gun case. 70. This is in a small, teeny little country courthouse, a one-room deal, one-room building. There's not even any security at the door. You walk in, you go right into the court. And they were melting down. They couldn't believe the amount of public pressure. And I went up and tried to assist my friend. And, of course, the judge said, you know, if you're not a bar attorney, you know, we don't hear you. You can't speak. You can't assist your friend. You can't help him. You can't nothing. There's nothing you can get out. You know, go away. And he kind of apologized a little bit to the defendant a little bit later. He said, I know what Eric's trying to do for you, and I respect it. But, you know, this is blah, blah. And he bullcrapped his way through with some excuse. But even he felt bad and knew it was the wrong thing. And I think a lot of the people in the system are starting to wake up. Unfortunately, there seems to be this moral barrier or an immoral barrier, a barrier against morals and against doing the right thing. What happened to the American ideal that judges and police now would think that running around enforcing Soviet-style dictatorship on people is somehow the right thing to do? It's ungodly, and it's disgusting. And we really need to have a mass awakening and a mass... Well, let me just put it this way. We don't have to have a rebellion or a revolution. We already had our revolution in 1776. We're restorationists. We're not revolutionaries. The communist pigs and the globalist henchmen are revolutionaries. What we need is no compliance, no enforcement. That always throws them off a little bit because it's a perfect solution. The people do not comply, and the police will not enforce, period. And let the spitting, spewing jerks in the Albany and Washington, D.C. legislature and Congress, almost every single one of them a bar-licensed attorney, they can issue whatever they want from here to eternity. And if there's no idiots stupid and immoral enough to enforce it, and the people don't comply, we get, well, our freedom tomorrow morning. But there's always a big pile of gutless cowards in the freedom with the people on our side, so to speak, who don't want to get involved, who don't want to say, well, I'm not gonna exercise no compliance. I gotta pay. I have to pay the VIC and write that check for the look. If an entire county, all at once, refused to pay their property taxes, you'd see it would shut the whole witches Nazis thing down overnight. And if the people at the simultaneously demanded the release of the comprehensive financial report and all the related records. Filed with local attorneys' offices, and this is how they do a lot of, this is how they hide a lot of stuff with the private, they hide public information in private attorneys' offices, and then the information is no longer publicly accessible. Let me divert and explain, just so people know how pervasive the bar is. I was witnessing to this in a Monroe County, New York legislature meeting on the third floor of the county executive building. Every single one of these guys looked like a mobster. It was surreal. The woman who was the spokesperson for the legal counsel for the legislature said, well, and one of the opposing members who was kind of a dissenter a little bit challenged her on this. He said, well, what are we doing? And the reason he did it because he knew the public was there. But she started making statements that it's in our charter now that we have removed, and this sounds like a minor technical detail, but this is what destroys this republic. The Monroe County Legislature added to their charter the amendment or addendum or addition that the $5,000 limit on legal services contracts was removed. What does that mean? The county hires lawyers to do all kinds of stuff, mostly take people's private property and bring charges against people that don't comply with codes and statutes and regulations of Monroe County or New York State. So the charter says, so the county legislature had the state, the county law said that there's a limit on what the legislature can give to one of their attorneys for a legal services contract. They call it legal services. And that can mean any freaking thing, from foreclosing on someone's house to bringing a code enforcement violation, an animal control thing. It could be that. It could be just a gazillion things. So legal services contracts is what they hand out, and these are how the attorneys use each other and their unifying organization called the bar to line each other's pockets. A private attorney will leave his private practice, supposedly, go into the county, get elected into the legislature, and then go back when he's done with his service in government, his government service, his government stealing. He'll go back to being a private attorney. So they're always cycling each other in and out of these lawmaking positions. And when you have them passing laws that remove the $5,000 limit on legal services contracts without legislative session and disclosure and discussion, so in other words, they could give out up to $5,000 to an attorney, to a law firm, to do a legal services work for the county. But if it was going to be over $5,000, there had to be a big process that they had to go through to do that, put it all out in public and get approval and all that. They removed that that clause that said there's a limit on the $5,000, and that was unlimited. From there on in, hundreds of thousands of dollar contracts, millions, multi-million dollar contracts to local law firms to do all kinds of quote-unquote legal services work. Legal services contracts. That's what they do. Okay, so did you get that? How big a favor did the bar members in the legislature do for their fellow bar members in private practice when they lifted that $5,000 restriction on legal services contracts, and all of a sudden the floodgates were open and the money just started pouring out of the taxpayer's wallet through the legislature for laundering and off to the attorneys in the private practice for quote-unquote legal services contracts in excess of $5,000. So I hope I explained that where people understand it. So basically they can give out as much money as they want to their fellow attorneys, call it a legal services contract, make up anything that qualifies as that. I mean, that could be anything, research. I mean, name it. So that's how the bar works. That's how they roll. That's how they line each other's pockets, and those are the things that take place, and it does not mean that every bar member is a member of the Crown. I'm not saying they're all British subjects. I'm not saying they have a hotline to the Queen. I'm saying this organization is set up. So even if there are good people who happen to be in it and infiltrate in and try to do the right thing and do be honorable attorneys, you know, it's the preponderance and the majority and the vast, 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 overwhelming majority of what's going on is completely destructive to the free status of this republic. So this is why we attempt to resurrect the republic here on the RBN Network. And thanks for joining us. I'm Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Let's not forget about Tom. We're encouraging a phone blitz on the Attorney General's office on the behalf of Tom LaCavara. Tom's ID number is 392-3405. That's 392-3405. Make a call on behalf of Tom, would you please? He's the one sitting in jail. Just think about it. And this is what drove me to activism a great deal. I just had to simply put myself in somebody else's shoes for a couple of minutes. And then if you really can do that and feel their pain, so to speak, government agents don't feel nobody's pain no matter how much they tell you to do. That's to get elected. You really sit down and feel somebody else's pain. You run from the wicked and you run to do justice and activism. And, I mean, feel Tom sitting there in jail, you know, solitary confinement for, what, 2 months? Just recently put into general population. You don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, because now the other prisoners have a little more access to him. I'm concerned about Tom's safety, and I want everybody to pray for that and watch this case closely. The only thing keeping Tom safe right now from assault by another prisoner, very easy for the government or agency, just a couple of bad ones, not the whole government, but some one or two bad people in the FBI or the U.S. Marshals to pay some gangbanger $5,000 and go get Tom LaCavara. Okay, you know, this is what happens in jail, and I know these things are absolutely happening, okay? There's anybody who thinks they're not is delusional. So I want people to keep a very close eye on this case. That's the only thing keeping Tom safe. If they know the public's going to freak out if it happens to him, they're going to take real good care of him. They're not going to hire some gangbanger to shank him, and they're not going to stick poison in his food because we're watching. He's going to have a full, complete analysis when he's done out of jail. We're going to see if anything funky wound up in his system because they were the only ones that had custody of him. And if I find out anything's been added to him that's not, you know, typical to somewhat of a real diet, you know, any poisons or any suspicious substances, so to speak, we're going to make it known, and we're going to have more phone calls, and we're going to have more vicar generals having to appoint more special emissaries. So, by the way, all you people out there who may not have believed in the vicar general, you know, they're very real. They've already appointed Deacon Walsh to Tom's case, and we'll see what he does. I don't know if they're interested in helping or if they're giving us lip service. I'd like to think that they'd see that this is an injustice, and maybe they're trying to help us out in any way they can, you know, without getting themselves killed. But we all have to take risks. Activism is risky. It's expensive. We have had a couple of callers waiting, so I want to get to the first one first. Betty in North Carolina, we'll take you first. Sweetheart, are you with us? And thanks for waiting.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, we are here. And how are you tonight, Betty?
Just fine, thank you. I am so frustrated to go to the Internet and to not be able to get any information on the trial from yesterday and today, especially today, either one of the trials.
I know it. That's why it's so valuable to me when John Lamb calls in. We're going to try to get him tonight, but he may be in transit or busy doing a couple other odds and ends. He was with us last night, and I believe the night before. And he's our...
Has Lori called in?
We have not heard from Lori either yet. So we are. It's been very quiet here tonight. So it's everything I can do to keep this going. So I encourage people to call in and contribute tonight because we don't have any other guests. I expected Lori to be on to tell us kind of a little bit of update on what's going on with Tom or anything else, and then of John Lamb, and haven't heard from either one of them yet. I'm sure they're fine, but we're the only ones doing anything even close to it. I went through the same thing, Betty. I'm trying to look around, and I'm wondering, does Fox News really have no reporters at this trial? Does Matt Drudge have nobody there representing him, or James O'Keefe, or any of the other kind of more of the big name, Alex Jones, InfoWars? InfoWars couldn't find a reporter for this? What happened? Why isn't InfoWars? I mean, I don't want to be harsh. I'm not trying to rag at the other guys because we're all in this together.
It's not even written up on RBN.
It's probably up to Lori, and she's been having so many technical difficulties because she's managing the website. I can't get anything posted at RBN, but if Lori, you know, Lori's had many, once again, the flak's always heaviest when you're right over the target. Lori gets interfered with, absolutely, I mean, most people would collapse under the pressure that she gets, you know, every type of technical interference you can imagine. Her computer going off in the middle of research, her phone messages being deleted or interfered with, her text not coming through for days. So she's really under it. Pray for Lori. But we're doing the best we can until I hear from John Lamb, because he's the only one, you know, other than unless another outfit sends a reporter there, he's our man on the spot. So I like to, and he's got a very clear kind of a read on things. I don't like to get my reports from too many filtered sources. You know, I'm almost happier that we're not getting a lot of crap and disinformation and time-consuming garbage coming out of CNN, ABC, NBC, NPR, you know, and all the Clear Channel and all these other corporate prostitutes. I'm kind of glad we're not getting that because that would muddy the waters and obfuscate things to where it might be a little more difficult to ascertain what's going on. I like John Lamb the best, so I'd rather wait till, you know, a little bit, wait an extra day and get an update from someone good than get a whole lot of BS over the last 72 hours. But I'll repeat it, not to be too harsh on Alex or anybody else. I love their presence, but okay, it's spare a reporter to go out and cover these trials is a big deal. I mean, this is Bundy. Remember the John Wayne epic standoff that everybody, you know, made a big stir about, and they should, and it was a big deal, and it was a great victory for the Patriots. Now what? Now it's just what? We forgot about all our fellow Patriots? Man, we can't let our our brothers and sisters hang out like this. So I'm doing whatever I can. I'm under attack as well. I won't get into my situation right now, but I get it too.
I called.
Go ahead, Betty.
I called the Sessions in Washington, D.C., and they gave me a hard time, and they didn't know anything about it. They turning the call over to return my call. I ended up getting nowhere.
Well, the point is, that doesn't matter. The point is that you tried and you made your voices known. The word is going to trickle out through that whole entire office about all the phone calls that are coming in. So, Betty, you've done what you could. If you ask for the director of scheduling and just tell them you want to call back, and then you still don't get the call back, it's happening to me. I scheduled my call back.
I hope every night that you'll remind people about the nullification and the carrying the things into the courtroom. Every night, I hope you'll repeat that stuff. And then one last thing.
Okay, I will. Yep.
Well, one last thing. I received from the Republican Party in North Carolina something with a group of numbers in it, and you've been decided to have these things, and we want to question you on all these things and very officious kind of thing. I'm wondering if the Republican Party is doing that to many people.
Yes, I would say my guess would be yes, because I've heard of such things happening, and that's commonplace for the Republican or the Democrat corporation. And I would... Preparing for this show earlier, I was putting together some thoughts, the thought came to mind, what are the most corrupt corporations in the world? And immediately, the first thing that came to mind was it's got to be the Democrat and the Republican corporation. Don't forget, people, Republican is not a party. It may have used to have been a political party way, way long ago, but they're incorporated now. They have shareholders, stakeholders.
But one other thing that I ought to bring up, when you said that the Mailher Refuge was a state trial,
The Mailher is federal. No, the Oregon trials are federal, and the Nevada is a state matter. What they're doing is this. Here's the long and the short, Betty. They're whoever they can't convict on a federal charge, whether it's felony or misdemeanor, at the witch's court in Oregon, if they can't get them there, they put them on a bus and ship them to Nevada to try to get them on a state charge as a reprisal or a retribution or as one last bite Yep.
I'm sure glad I asked that question. Thank you so much for all your help and all you do.
Well, Betty, thank you, Betty. You're a sweetheart. We appreciate it when you call in. Thank you very much. Without the listeners, we'd be talking into the wind.
Thanks,
so,
son.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Betty. All right, bye-bye. Excellent. Betty made some good points there. And she likes to me to repeat that we have the right, and she's right on this. It's very easy. Even I fall into this trap sometimes. Very easy to get discouraged. When an approach or a tactic or some kind of maneuver doesn't work, you say, But, persistence does pay off. And giving up after the first or second or fifth try is not, I don't think, appropriate for a patriotic stand. I think we have to keep trying no matter what. And by the way, as we are taking this republic back, and I didn't say when we do, because I'm hoping that we are now. So as we do and as we are with the new administration, I'm still hoping they're going to do the right thing. As we move forward, we can devolve the evolution of tyranny. Anyway, let me just shorten that one up there. I wanted to get to another caller. Do we have Reb on the line? Reb, you're going to make it short because we're coming to the top of the hour.
You've already lost. You've been defeated. We tried to tell you yesterday. A man on your own show clarified what's coming your way, and you're not going to be able to stop it. He told you they're going to synthesize whatever they want, and you're convicted before you. You're not going to have a witch's brew anymore. You're not going to have the Catholic Church intervening for you. It's all coming to, that's what's coming to an end for you in Guinea World. We're trying to tell you the truth. You want to call us white supremacists? I didn't even get that connection. If I didn't vote around America, and I did, I found out what the plan is from Eastern Kentucky University. It's in their textbooks. Guinea World has took over with the United Nations. You understand what I just said?
Well, now let me, I hear you. Yes, I do.
Okay, let me
finish
this. They said that this state of Colorado is a test territory for Guinea World. They're going to get rid of the white race. They're going to. You're through. Now, you're not going to listen to me. At least that man told you yesterday. He told you it's all like a Photoshop or something. They make anything, you're convicted instantly. There's no more 12 members. There's no more, you get a state-appointed mouthpiece, and he's only there to...
You know, I would have, you know, and there would be a point where I might kind of tend to agree with you and be fatalistic and say it's over, they're going to get... And I grant you, Rev.
Let me respond.
They do have a plan to do that. You're exactly right. They're working on it. But is it going to happen?
And oh, it is.
For the amount of... The way it stands right now, I'm not so sure. As time goes on, our strength, meaning the Patriot Freedom Movement, so to speak, is growing by leaps and bounds.
The retardation session has you beat 8 ways to Sunday. They got them little boogers coming up. You're not taking into account. You're talking about people who are your age or older. The ones coming below you, they want you out of the picture. It's all over Hollywood.
It's all over the public retardation system.
It's called the International Scholastic Society. They have magazines for these little boogers called Senior Scholastic. It's the end for you.
I know about the communist party brainwashing.
And it's in Eastern Kentucky University School of Criminal Justice text. That's why those professors won't talk to anyone I get to phone. They won't talk to us. They know it's over. They know it. They're ahead of you. They're PhDs. They're teaching the coming up people in Guinea World, hey, the F word to Whitey, the F word to America. That's what this is. Now, you can't beat them by talking and reasoning. They don't reason. You got to bring force, and we're outside of their... The only reason I can do this, we got outside their jurisdiction. And that man told you yesterday, he was military. They're planning to just synthesize whatever confession they want. He told you. And we phone. We hate Caucasians. We're not against the dark races at all. It's the Caucasians, the fellow travelers you got to worry about. We call this ranch in Wyoming. They make them people, those ones out in Oregon, look like pacifists. These are the real deal. They're on the Southern Poverty Law Center, Scriptures for America. They're on their hate list. They're the identity movement. We agree with the identity movement. We don't agree with them, but they're going to shoot it out. They're not going to take, and their cover story, they don't know who I am. I said, the Bubba Scout Rep, they're scared of everybody. They don't
all
trust
right, well,
anybody.
Okay.
I can understand why.
Rep,
and
okay,
they
I
said,
got you. We got a break. Rep, thank you for the call. Appreciate this. I'll respond to that on the other side of this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'll come back and respond to it. Thank you for the call, Rep. Talk to you soon. Of the new democracy here in the land of the not so free.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.